It is 12:16. It is lunchtime here with the Invasion. It's Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren rolling along. And we're going to have some fun on a Thursday here for the next couple of segments because we were just talking to them a moment ago. We see them every day, but we never get to talk to them because they are on television.
Well, we talk to them. They just can't hear
us. Yeah, they can't hear us because
we talk to them a lot.
They're on TV while we're on the radio. And, of course, if you are familiar at all with Fox 4, you see their work. You see them on The 10. You see him at night with Last Call. But it is Paige Ellenberger and Steve Noviello.
I mean, thanks for having us on. Listen, guys, it's been a minute.
I know. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
This is my first time.
This is your first time on the ticket?
It took Paige Ellenberger to get me an invite here, apparently.
All right. Big fans of The 10, though.
Yeah.
So we appreciate it.
We watch every day.
We have it every day.
Every single day. That.
And I crashed Paige's live shot one day.
Yeah.
I think at the corner of her eye, she looked at me like, who the heck is that open up here? I don't know what's going on here. And
then, get away from me, you stalker.
Well, it is often we have people kind of chasing us out of live shots. And I'm like, this one looks less crazy. Let's stop and chat.
I tried to approach as nicely as I could and waited till you finished. But it's glad to have you back and glad to have you in, man. I really appreciate it. Very nice
meeting
you.
Look at me on Sports Radio.
How about that?
This is like, was that a bucket list item for you?
We walked in. Was she the receptionist?
We caught a lot of people trying to get on the elevator here.
Right.
Good security.
Yeah, good security here. But the woman who came down, I got is a former student of mine from Richland College, Miranda.
Yeah.
Miranda. I was her college professor.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at
that's
that.
That's cool.
Said he was a good
Take
teacher.
My class, and here you are.
Hey, here you are.
Are you a mean professor? Or are you very
I'm good,
nice?
Man. I'm, I'll tell you like it is, but, you know, you will work. I always tell them, listen, I know there's TV in the title of this class, and that's not just because you watch TV. Like, you're going to put you through the paces.
Love it. All right. It's Paige Ellenberger, Steve Noviello from The 10 and other things on Fox 4 in studio with us. And I think one of the main reasons, well, you guys are great. So that's why we wanted to have you in. But we do watch you guys and don't listen every day. So every now and then you'll glance over and see what you guys are doing. And it always feels like it's a party. But the question of the day is what will have us in a tizzy.
Okay.
Oftentimes. And it's one question that I can't get out of my head. And when it happened, we talked about it here. And
we did. We talked about it on the air.
We talked about it a ton. Because
we stopped the segment we were doing. Like,
I think it was the news. It was the news.
Like, hold on a second. We need to talk about this.
I have to stop down and talk about this because it's the only thing.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah, it's the only thing I was thinking about. And it's how many chuggers do you put out before you choo-choo?
Well, and this is funny because, Steve, I think you were on vacation for this question.
No, I was. Was I?
I think Peyton May was sitting next to me.
Oh, did I? I might have texted in.
Well, which is often, by the way, when you're off.
Yeah.
Well, what's so burning about the question? I think it's pretty straightforward,
No,
right?
it's straightforward, but then I started in my mind thinking, okay, how many have I done? And chugga. And I started doing it in my head, and I was like, "We're doing it.
It's eight chuggas."
Right. Okay, what about you?
I think
eight?
It was the same, but I did it because I told the story of how when I was little, my brother and I would wrestle. And so my wrestler name was the American Freight Train. And so my little wrestling move, I would come in, like we would make a little wrestling ring with the pillows in the living room. And I would come in like, and I was like, does that count as chuggas? And they're like, yeah, you're kind of doing the chuggas.
Yeah, you're kind of like Big Boy, you know, the last steam train here. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I was a what? It depends on who you're talking to, if you ask me, right? I mean, if there's a little kid and we need to get it over with, chugga kid, okay, let's keep it moving.
Let's just move it along.
I'm a solid eight.
Chugga,
chugga, chugga, chugga, yeah. Choo-choo, yeah. Oh, I mean, here we go.
See?
This is why we do the question.
Yes, this burning. I just couldn't get my mind off of that. And I was asking the other people around, like, hey, man, how many times do you do that before you choo-choo? And I was like, what is wrong with you? What brought that up?
See, now I'm wondering if in the little engine that could, if I think I can is also an eight count. Where he's trying to get up the mountain.
I think I can. I think you're right.
Like,
I think it is.
Is that an eight count as well?
I feel like it is.
Is a chugga a universal eight?
Yeah, I mean, is an eight count. It makes sense, right?
I mean, I would have no idea. Sure.
You couldn't just go chugga, chugga, choo, choo.
That's premature.
That train's going nowhere. why are you celebrating a train that didn't travel anywhere?
All the passengers are disappointed. That was way too fast. What are you doing with that?
That's the only we've been. It's just crazy. It's nuts.
I love it.
So, yeah, this is what we do as we analyze what's going on mute on the 10. And we're playing the games with you. We're doing the quizzes. we had a news segment one day, and Travis, our producer, does the news. And while he's doing a news story, Matt and I are looking at each other. B. Not even paying attention to what he's doing.
Yeah, it's deep.
I pay attention, Travis. I never look at the TV.
Well, now let me ask you this, because when we do trivia, there's a lot of confident answering going on.
From you.
Well, okay. Well, listen, the tables have turned. Do y'all answer trivia questions 10 toes down? I mean, are we full-heartedly
of course.
Answering
most
trivia?
Of the time, yeah.
Right or wrong, you're just going for it.
You got to say it with your chest.
Exactly.
That's the best part about working with Paige. I mean, she is the most confident wrong person I've ever met in my entire life.
I don't know. You may have some competition with this one to my right. Yeah. You may have some competition.
What a huge compliment. Like that even with the volume off, you can still tell that our show is a party.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's a huge compliment.
No, you really can. It's a very fun show to watch. And or at least visually see, since we can't hear it. But you guys, because we see the foods that you try, and it looks like, it does look like that you're having a lot of fun while you're up there.
It's a good show, and it is a lot of fun. And, I mean, it's a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
Like, the team itself is, I mean, no more than really us here, the four of us at this table. There's probably, what, six people that work on it?
If that.
Between Melinda, Raul, Cassie, we have a director and an audio, and that's pretty much it. So each and every day, trying to figure out trivia, trying to figure out question of the days, et cetera. I mean, it's a lot of work, but I'm glad it comes across.
Yeah, 90% of what you see on that show is an idea that somebody threw out at the end of the show the day before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And we make it work.
We make it work, man. Well, our motto on the show is try something new every day. If it doesn't work, don't do it again.
There you go. Love it. Love it. All right, Paige Ellenberger, Steve Noviello. Okay, we learned a little bit about Paige when she was in studio the first time. But we want to learn a little bit about you, man. Since this is your first time here, so where are you from, Steve?
New York. New York native, yeah. I grew up on the North Shore of Long Island. I went to college in upstate New York. I went to grad school in Boston. And then my first TV job was Central Missouri. Missouri, then Burlington, Vermont, then Greensboro, North Carolina, and then Dallas.
Burlington, Vermont.
Dude, Burlington's a great place.
There.
Yeah, there's a lot of craft beer.
Yeah, very
There's
good.
A lot of IPAs. There's a lot of great skiing and snowboarding. Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
So how long have you been in Dallas?
It's been 23 years. It'll be 23 this October, which is insane because the plan was never in a million years to stay here this long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was the plan for you TV all along? Is that what you wanted to do for?
I honestly don't know that I knew how people ended up on TV. I don't know where I thought they grew those people, but, you know, I wanted to do all sorts of stuff in college. You know, I had a million different majors and then, you know, one day took a public speaking class because it started later in the day than a different class and I wanted to sleep in. And luckily it was a match and, you know, then started doing the TV thing.
What was the dream that you said you didn't think you'd be here in Dallas this long? What was the ultimate thought when you originally got here?
You know, listen, I'm from New York and in our space, like going back to the number one market in the country, I think is always kind of that North Star that we have. But I also think, you know, one of the things that when I talk with younger journalists, I always tell them, like, there's going to be a point where your personal and professional life, there's a crossroads there, and you got to water your personal life. I mean, it's a job, it's a great job, it's been a wonderful career for me, but the things that bring me joy are my family and my children and, you know, those kinds of things as well. So I thought we'd be here for a couple of years, maybe four, and then hightail it back to New York. But, you know, Dallas has been really good to me, and we syndicate my content across the country. We're now talking about syndication for the shows that we're doing. You know, we now have kids, they're in school. You know, I've fooled an entire crop of PTA moms that I'm cool. I don't know that I can do that twice. So, you know, I think we're here for a minute.
Yeah, it is wild how you consider, because they always taught us, and when I was in school, it was, hey, you have to move here and you have to move there and you have to go here in order to try and get the job that you want. I've never had to leave Dallas. My family's from
Dallas.
That's
incredible.
I was born and raised in Dallas. I've never had to leave.
That's incredible.
I know. Sometimes you feel like the experience and the journey would be kind of fun to go through because it adds on to the story. But I'm kind of glad that I didn't have to go anywhere.
And don't you think it means more too, right? Being the guy that's from Dallas, really making a name for yourself and saying, this is where I was born and raised. And it's changed so much. I mean, I talk to people all the time who say the Dallas I grew up in is not the Dallas today. So the journey is still there.
No, it definitely is there. The highs and lows of thinking that it's not going to happen, but it does. But it's been a fun ride. And in 23 years, I feel like you think that Dallas now is home, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, it's the crazy part is I'm raising Texans. I mean, we have two sons, and I have to learn about like college football and stuff. I mean, I don't. This is not something I'm familiar with. Right?
Welcome to the tickets, Steve.
Right. Yeah.
Content
what do you want to listen
show? I'll tell you everything. To come over a little bit. Right? I mean,
are you celebrating a Knicks title, or did that not move the needle for you?
No, I'd move the needle. Listen, okay. Anytime it take. What was it? 73 was the last time. Yeah, so it was the year before I was born. Right. I mean, the Knicks, man, what a party that was, and really well deserved. So, yes, I'm absolutely celebrating the Knicks title.
That sounded right.
Listen. I mean, we did a World Cup show yesterday. We were pulling out, I mean, TikTok facts. I mean, it was like whatever we could grab onto to repeat and sound intelligent, we were on it.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing when it comes to the World Cup. We have that on now, and it's like, yeah, soccer. It's great.
Have you been to a match?
No, we actually did our show yesterday at Dickie's Barbecue, and it's about less than 2 miles from the stadium, so we got the feel of... leading up to the match yesterday between England and Croatia. Yeah. But I'm telling you, just looking at all the coverage and seeing how everyone's just experiencing our culture, it makes me want to go to a game now. I didn't even think about it first, but now it feels like I want to go.
Yeah. No, you absolutely should. The way that people... First of all, it's fast moving. I'm not a huge sports guy, but it's fast moving. The fans are incredible. And one of the things that we were noticing is it's so rare to be at a sporting event where both teams are cheering for each other sometimes because they love the game so much. Like, sure, they want to win, but like, you'd never see, you know, an Eagles fan celebrating when the Cowboys get a touchdown. No. It's not going to happen, right?
That's the truth.
You'll see a whole lot of fights going on at those other sporting events. All right, we have Paige Ellenberger and Steve Noviello in studio with us. We're having a good time. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the 10 and what they've been up to and what they're doing. It's lunchtime. We're having a good time here on The Ticket.
Thank you, Travis. It is 12:36. It is lunchtime. Rolling around on a Thursday afternoon here with The Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, and we are hanging out in studio with two of our favorite people that we watch literally every day.
We do.
From Fox 4, it is Paige Ellenberger and Steve Noviello.
What a compliment.
That's really nice.
Seriously.
I mean, it's true. We really do.
We participate in the show. You guys just don't know, but we are participating. Quizzes, even game shows, or... It feels like once a week you guys are blindfolded for some reason, doing something.
Yeah. And even if we're not supposed to be, this one's usually like, let's get the blindfolds. let's kick it up a notch.
I mean, you know, we're on TV. It makes it interesting. Why not?
By the way, speaking of our show and our team, apparently they're all huddled around a laptop back at the station listening.
Okay.
Melinda, awesome. Raul, Cassie, Ryan. So,
well, hi, guys.
Yeah. Say hi to the rest of the folks and make it happen. Yeah.
We do appreciate that. We appreciate you guys. What's been... I don't want to say the best part, but it feels like, again, a party is happening at 10 a.m. during the week. And I don't know if that was the goal of the show at first. Mm-hmm. You just never know if, as far as what the shows want to accomplish. But was it kind of you guys' idea to say, man, let's just kind of throw our hands up and do what feels right?
Do you want to go first?
Well, I think you should go first because I joined the show a little bit later than it started.
Yeah, so when we first decided that we were going to have the space at 10 o'clock, we had many, many, many discussions about what this would look like. Our bread and butter, we do a 6-hour morning show. Good Day is a powerhouse. It does incredible. Our viewers love it. So the idea of saying, okay, well, why don't we just do another hour, was floated around out there. And at the time, there was a different co-anchor and myself. And we said, you know what? Like, you can do that if you want, but what if we did something different? Like, what if we did it and meant it and actually did it? I think a lot of times, especially in TV, we do what we're used to. We do what's comfortable. We do what there's resources for. So to create this show that's an island, that we're really one, this and Last Call are really the only two shows during the day that don't feed off of any of the other shows that we do all day. And that's a big lift. It's a big responsibility. So honestly, my favorite part of the show is sitting right next to me. Oh, I mean, Paige Ellenberger is... You really are. We've become such close friends, even before the 10, right? Yeah. I used to have you on last. The first time I had you on Last Call, I remember I was like, this girl is so talented. Oh, and you came here from what, like Waco?
Okay,
or...
don't put Waco down.
It's a small
what
market.
Good is coming
How's
out
that
of
town
Waco?
Down 35?
I remember saying to you, if you have any question about whether or not you deserve to be here, you deserve to be here.
Yeah,
you are that talented. And every day it is a party because we walk in to that studio and it's just like first of all, Paige has been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So the things she's willing to do by 10 a.m. are amazing. Pretty limitless.
It gets a little delusional.
I'm sure you do.
At hour seven. I don't care.
Let's do it.
And I think for me, that's what's honestly the most fun too. You know, besides sitting next to you and really curating this friendship that will last a lifetime and not to make this show all about us right now. But it's, you know, one of our mottos on the show is we want to restart your morning with you, right? Like we just went through 6 hours of heavy headlines, a lot of sad, tragic, hard things that are happening in our community and beyond. This 10 o'clock hour is to really just let's restart the day. Let's all take a breath. And if you have an hour, let's spend it together and let's just have fun. Yeah. Right. And I think for me, you know, ending my day like that has become so special. And when I signed the dotted line on the new contract, like, okay, this is the show you're going to do, I didn't realize the weight that that would hold for me because, you know, doing those 6 hours of news anchoring it for reporting until 10 and then having to go home with that and sit with that and having to talk to people that, you know, potentially just live the worst day of their life and mentally process that back at home to now being like, you know what? I need to breathe too. So I'm almost doing that with the viewers. And, you know, I'm glad to hear that you guys are like, even when the volume's not on, we're having fun, we're participating is a huge compliment because it's doing what it's intended to do, which is restart the day. Let's take a breath and let's spend an hour together. Grab your coffee and let's hang out and have a good time.
And I think that's the other cool thing about the show. Again, good day, great show, 6 hours. But you watch it for 15 minutes while you're getting ready. It's kind of on in the background. Right, it's the second thing you're doing. The 10, the kids are at school, the beds are made, we want you to sit down and actually watch our show and spend an hour. And the cool thing about it is that if you do watch the show, there are a lot of through lines. The news, it 0 to 100 every day. Sure. The next day, it's all new. Our show, there are a lot of continuing storylines. There are a lot of continuing dialogues. You will learn about us. You'll learn about the rest of the cast, you know, as well. And I think that people really connect to the authenticity of that. I mean, there are things that we share on that show that most of the days we sit together, I forget that we're on TV.
We ride a line.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of what we do, doing 4 hours and talking to each other for 12 to 15 minutes at a time. And there's a lot of, you really get to know us and learn a lot about what and who we are. But we're talking with Steve Noviello and Paige Ellenberger from Fox 4. And it's neat to hear, Steve, you talk about Paige that way, because I think this is before we met you, Paige, but we saw, okay, there's going to be a change on the 10. You know, who's it going to be? And both of us, like, even without knowing, like, I bet it's Paige. I bet they're going to be Paige.
That's kind.
You know, we could see without hearing you the way that you are. You just always seem so happy and positive.
Yeah.
So at least just looking at you.
When,
you know, when you're going to commercial break, I don't know if you're to the corner.
The veneers are doing their job.
She beats me in the commercial. Right. Listen, when Hannah left and what a joy it was to create the show with her and what wonderful success she now has at Good Morning America. But when she told us she's leaving, I got up from the desk and I walked right into the general manager's office and I said, Paige Ellenberger will sit in this chair next. Like, how do we make that happen? And I'm so thrilled that they went for it because I cannot imagine there being a better fit. And frankly, with all due respect to my former coworker, I think the show is even better now because it is a different dynamic. Mm-hmm. I think that you are, you're very, you give freely of yourself and of your story, and there's a humility with you that I think people really identify with, and I think it's beautiful.
We should do these segments more often. Seriously, this is a highlight of my day.
What? Tell him to say it again tomorrow on camera.
We need to record that so Donnie can learn the lines and say it to me. Jeez, guys.
I mean, y'all get it though,
that's
right?
It's going to take a lot of practice.
You sit next to somebody and you curate a friendship, and it's so special, and not a lot of people get to go to work and do that. Yeah.
And she's so competitive. I mean,
you can see that. You can see that.
I mean, she is out for blood.
All right. That's great. All very lucky.
So we did have the, and we had you in before, Paige, in the career arc from Steve here. I guess we can remind everyone, because you are from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's right.
And I do remember when we went to the draft, man, I asked you for recommendations.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then it was like a 2-page text. So I went, whoa, Paige's really into
I told Donnie, he showed me. I was like, okay, like pick like two.
Well, and listen, did I not say, I was like, listen, I know this is a lot. I said this. I said,
no, you did.
I totally, here are the top three things if you're going to do anything out of this entire list.
You gave me more. You got,
well, did y'all end up doing
We did a couple.
Anything?
We
did you go to Permanis?
It was a work. It was a lot of work we did.
Which I get that. Well, did you get the sandwich?
We did not.
No, we did not get the sandwich.
Donna, it was the first thing. I'm like, listen, if nothing else.
I was willing to go. I like sandwich.
This is what people are going to talk about.
The more you get to know me, Paige, the more you, I don't listen.
Oh, my.
Ask him.
All of my hard work has happened. Because I'm telling you.
Shut up.
I heard that.
If you go to Pittsburgh and you tell somebody out in the wild that, oh, yeah, I've been to your city. I know. Have you had a permit? That's the first thing they're going to ask.
I know.
If you
we
had
passed by one, but it was a lot going on. Yeah. But and Steve just mentioned that you came from Waco. What was the career arc for you again as far as, you know?
Yeah. No, well, it was a little different. I grew up in Pittsburgh, never really knowing what the next step was, right? Like, I knew college was it, and I didn't really have a good way of getting there. I didn't have the best role model, I guess, if you will, to say this is how this is supposed to look and how it's supposed to go. And so when I got to school, James Madison University, go Dukes.
That's right. We had
Paige on for Kids with Friends one year.
Right? They did not cover that.
I know, but you know what? We got to have faith in the purple.
Okay,
and gold
maybe
there.
We'll do it again.
I'm always here for that. So when you get to JMU, it's all, general education for the first year. And that's what I did. And I was a broke college student. And, you know, if I knew two things, I knew one, I grew up in Pittsburgh, so I really like sports, and two, I know how to talk, and I do it quite a bit, so that's kind of what I did. And the sports communications department needed some help, and they needed somebody that was willing to take $7 an hour to do it, so that's what I ended up doing. And then when I went to graduate, 2020, of course, the world shuts down, sports are no more, and I mean, I worked so hard for 3 years making connections at ESPN, making connections at Fox Sports One. And I had these through lines of, as soon as you graduate, you give us a call and we'll have a seat for you and we'll figure it out. Well, that turned into, well, if there's no college football, there's no job. And that turned into, we're laying people off. We'll talk to you whenever this all gets back on track. And so, you know, I was tasked with this big moment of, do I try to continue in this world? Like, is the world going to reopen? Is sports ever going to be normal again? I mean, we watched NBA finals in a bubble.
Right.
It was the most odd thing. And so when the job in Waco opened up, I was like, you know what? I have to get in front of a camera. You know, a live shot's a live shot, whether it's sports, whether it's news, whether it's lifestyle. That's just, you know, what needs to happen. And there were some really big stories happening in Central Texas that year. My brother was in Abilene at Dyess Air Force Base at that time, too. So at least I had some family here. So anyway, I go to Waco. I spend about 3 years down there doing the whole thing, producing, anchoring, reporting. And I somehow convinced the news director at Fox 4 at the time to give me a
Stalked
job.
The news director. I mean, first of all, you're too. You were in a bureau in. I mean, you were.
I was in Killeen. I was in Killeen, Texas. I was reporting on Fort Hood,
which was great. But like again, like the amount of like dedication that takes to be like essentially a one person newsroom is incredible. And then I mean, literally said to our old boss like, please, can we just go for coffee? I promise. Have one coffee with me, and if you hate me at the end of it, I will never call you again. And guess what?
Here
you are.
And here we are. I'll meet you later. 3 years.
Do you think that sports is something you'd want to do here in the future, or are you kind
of... Well, you know, that's the beauty of Dallas, right? Sports is news in this market.
Right.
So, I mean, as soon as I got here, the Rangers went to the World Series. They sent me to Arizona. I watched the Rangers take home the trophy, which was unbelievable. I mean, I've covered the Cowboys. We're now covering this big tournament from wherever it's soccer, I believe it's called, right?
Yeah,
the World Cup
in
town.
Yeah. Yes.
So we've been, you know, World Cup wall to wall. So I've been very blessed and very lucky to have sports opportunities. Would it be cool one day to, you know, pull an Aaron Andrews out of my back pocket? Absolutely. But, you know, for now, we're happy.
As long as it's after I retire, you do whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, listen, Steve, we took you out to the Dallas Stadium yesterday. We got you on the ticket today. You're doing sports every single day.
That is amazing.
Right?
Right.
Mr. Fatel, if you're watching, I guess you don't have to know how to catch a ball to be successful.
Oh, he's going to stick his nose in it right now.
I mean,
right?
Come on.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
So how's the World Cup been for you guys and all the coverage that you guys are doing?
It's been nonstop.
It's been incredible.
Yeah.
Of course, Fox is the official broadcast partner for FIFA, so we are wall to wall. But we had the opportunity, we were at Live by Lowe's yesterday.
Yep.
I don't even know what day it is anymore. We were there yesterday. we were out among the crowds. The Team England was here. Team Croatia was here. It's just electric. It's insane to see. And here's my question. I mean, you saw the Croatian folks. They were marching through the streets of downtown Dallas with that huge. Who packed the flag? How did we get that thing over here?
I wanted the same thing. Like, that was
massive.
It was
a football field.
Yeah, right. Like, one guy passed with that.
Ship that? Is it some guy's carry-on? Like, what? How do
we do that? They shipped the bus from
Dutch.
That was
incredible. Yeah. That was incredible.
Well, maybe they just loaded it on the bus.
From Dutch.
They shipped the bus from Netherlands.
From Dutch. Sounds Dutch. Way better.
The flag was on the bus.
Maybe it was. That's what's so crazy. We've talked about this, is to see the people that come here. And having grown up here and been here for so long, to see see your city through their eyes for the first time is really cool. To see some of the visitors, how they're reacting to Dallas, Fort Worth, and this whole region, and whether it's the roadways or the food or the places that they're going, it's really neat to see that.
Did you see the TSA put out a special announcement reminding international travelers that ranch dressing is not TSA approved, that you have to check it?
You
cannot carry it onto the plane because they're too big.
That's amazing.
That's insane.
This is my condiment. This is what I'm traveling
just
with.
Just put the packets in the checked bag and you'll be
that's right.
No, well, it is special, though. You know, to your point, all of these people from out of town are like, barbecue's amazing. We love Buc-ee's. Your highways are so big. But in exchange, I think us Americans are like, wait, soccer is cool.
Right.
You're telling me the Premier League is on Saturday, Sunday mornings? Maybe I will watch. Like, in exchange, I think so many more Americans are finally being like, this is why soccer is the global sport. Like,
for culture, watching the Japanese fans clean the stadium after the match.
Yeah, let's pick that up,
please. It's incredible, man.
Well, we thank you guys for rolling in. This has been fun.
Appreciate
you. Nice to meet you, Steve.
Awesome.
Good to see you again,
Paige.
We'll have to do it again, please.
Yeah. Hey, whenever you want.
We'll watch you guys again on mute tomorrow.
We're in studio
to see what question and what kind of contest you guys will have then. It's Steve Noviello. Paige Ellenberger from Fox's The 10, amongst other things. They're all over the place on Fox, so make sure you check them out. Thank you guys so much for joining us.